95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. After practicing law for more than a decade, my next guest decided to leave her career to pursue her passion for graphic design. Lindsay Liebman started her own luxury custom-made invitation business in 2011. Featured on The Knot and other wedding publications, Paper and Posh, which is located in Media, Pennsylvania, has earned over 125 five-star reviews. Please welcome the owner of Paper and Posh, Lindsay Liebman. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Thank you for coming by today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So tell me, you started off at law school, obviously, and became a lawyer.
Yes. I started out in 2002. I graduated from Temple University Law, and I practiced law. I worked for a big firm until 2013.
What type of law were you practicing?
Defense law. So I worked for a large firm. I did a lot of civil litigation, and I actually represent a lot of car dealerships. Car dealerships get sued for all kinds of stuff all the time. Most of the time it's breach of contract or breach of the Magnuson-Moss Act or unfair trade practices, that sort of thing. So I would represent them.
So then tell me a little bit about making the decision to leave your law practice and being a lawyer altogether for something that you were more passionate for. Is that the story?
That is the story. It also had a lot to do with my lifestyle. I started having children in 2005. I had two babies within a year. I was a little bit stressed out.
I'm sorry, wait, back up. What?
I did. I had my daughter in September of 05, and I had my son in July of 06.
Oh, my gosh. So they're essentially twins.
They are essentially
twins.
What
do they call it? Irish twins?
Irish twins. They're almost 11 months apart. Not even.
11 months.
It was crazy.
How old are they now?
They are 12 and 13.
Oh, okay.
They're both in middle school.
Oh, my gosh. You're past the baby stage, but when did it get easier? Or did it?
Well, I went and had another one. So it didn't, not for a while. So he was born in July of 2009, almost 3 years to the day of my second.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, it was just getting a little bit crazy having three kids. And then, you know, it had a lot to do with their activities. My kids are all athletes. So they were in all kinds of sports. And it was just getting a little bit too hard for me. Being in litigation, there are so many deadlines. You are always worried about court deadlines and deadlines for your boss and, you know, bringing in business to the firm. And I was just getting very overwhelmed. And my first job was to be a mom. So I had started the company in 2011. I spent about 2 years doing both, making sure that Paper and Posh would work. It worked. And so I chose Paper and Posh.
But how did you make the decision to go from practicing law to custom made invitations?
So my favorite part of planning my wedding back in 2004 was my invitations. I felt like it was such a creative process, and my husband and I really enjoyed it. The woman that I worked with was such an inspiration. Her name is Kathy Allen. She no longer is in business. She had a store in Manayunk, and I would go in and spend time with her working on these invitations, and she was just such an inspiration to me as a businesswoman, as a creative. And I called her up in about 2010 and said, I want to do what you do. I don't want to be laying awake at night anymore worrying about deadlines. I want to use my creative brain. I want to have my own business. I want to open my own business. And she and I met and we had a really long talk. And like I said, I spent about 2 years making sure it worked, and it did.
I have a friend who is getting married and she is having custom made invitations designed. If you were talking to somebody like that, somebody who's getting married and looking at invitations right now, what are some tips that you would give them?
If you're talking about custom invitations, I say do a little bit of homework. Find out what it is that you eventually want to design. Do you want to do something traditional? Do you want to do something a little bit more boho chic? Do you want to do something that's a little bit more modern? Do a little bit of research, because the biggest problem with doing custom invitations is getting overwhelmed at your first meeting, looking at all of the options. There are so many option. So if you have some sort of an idea, a good stationer will sit down with you and kind of guide you in the right direction.
And we were talking about knowing the business and, you know, somebody like myself is just going to walk in and say, hey, this is what I want. But you were saying that some things aren't going to work and you need somebody who's knowledgeable in printing on different types of paper and things like that to really tell you what's going to work and what's not going to work.
That is true. So you have to have somebody, like you said, who is knowledgeable. I learned a lot just by doing and making a lot of mistakes, of course. But the stationer you work with really has to have a really good understanding about paper itself and the printing process, because they can guide you through all the ideas you have and all these dreams that you have about your invitation. But it has to be doable. You have to be able to print certain inks on certain papers. Certain things have to survive the mailing process. I mean, there's so many different variables that come into play.
How important do you think wedding invitations are and the look of them?
That is a question for every individual. I mean, I think they're so important. They really do. And I know it sounds cliche, but they really do set the tone for your event. They get people excited. Have you ever gotten like a really amazing wedding invitation in the mail?
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to this wedding.
Did you see the movie Bridesmaids?
Yes.
When they get the invitation and like a butterfly flies out of it. That's like totally a dream of mine. Like one day I want to send an invitation like that.
Yeah, I mean, I do some pretty wild invitations and I get calls all the time from clients who say, I can't tell you how many texts I got, how many emails I got, how many phone calls I got, where people are just like, oh my God, these are the most gorgeous invitations. I can't wait for your wedding.
Because I was talking to my friend about her. She's spending a decent amount on her invitations. And, you know, there's a text chain with all of the bridesmaids. And she was kind of stressing about the price of these wedding invitations. And should she do it? Should she get, you know, exactly what she wanted and make this beautiful invitation? Or should she pare it down because it would be a little bit less expensive? And people have different opinions. But some are saying, no, these things are going to go in the trash after you send them. People write the date down and then they go in the trash and you've spent all of this money on it. And then, of course, there were other people that were saying, no, if this is what you want, then you should get it.
I agree with the latter. And the other thing I want to point out is, and I get that comment all the time, oh, they're just going to go in the trash. I really don't care that much what they look like. You do, because when people get them, they're going to get very excited about your event. But think about it. They sit on your refrigerator or on your counter for 2 months. So it's not like they just go in the trash that day. Your guests are looking at those invitations for about 8-10 weeks. They get to the wedding. They look at your flowers for 5 hours. They hear your band for 5 hours. You know, it's all part of the experience. So you just have to kind of think about it in perspective. I mean, it's really an important part of the event.
Yeah. And if you do get a nice invitation, of course, you said that. Have you ever gotten a nice invitation? And I can picture the invitation that I got. That was this beautiful wedding invitation. And actually another was a Christmas card.
Right. Have you ever gotten a really bad invitation? You remember that too, right?
Too. Speaking of other types of invitations, tell me a little bit about Paper and Posh and what else you do other than wedding invitations. What other services do you offer?
So we pretty much cater to the wedding industry. I do some bar and bat mitzvah, but most of the time it's really just wedding. So we do everything soup to nuts. We can start out with the save the date, and we do like to kind of coordinate all of your wedding stationery, but we start out with the save the date, obviously through the wedding invitations. And with most clients, they come back and they book for also their day of stationery. So you have wedding programs, you have menus, you have signage. A lot of people loves to do signature drink signs.
So you'll do all of that.
Oh, all of those things. Recently, I did a couple step and repeats for showers and weddings, that sort of thing. A lot of fun stuff. We also do branding. So we'll design a logo and we will have that logo on absolutely everything. We'll have it on matchboxes. We'll give it to your DJ. So they'll have it on the TVs at the wedding. So sometimes they'll put it on the dance floor. So there's a lot of different things you can do with your logo just to kind of brand the entire wedding. And we do all that.
And is that usually initials?
It's usually initials. Sometimes we start out with initials before the wedding and then monogram after the wedding. Sometimes it's just a really cool logo.
Where is your storefront?
In Media on Baltimore Avenue.
Okay. And if people want to check you out online or on social media, give that to us as well.
Paper, the letter N, posh.com. And Instagram, it's paper and Andy, posh.com.
And you do some volunteer work for the Support Center for Child Advocates in Philadelphia. Tell me about that organization.
In addition to owning my own company, I still practice law on a limited basis. I maintain my license so that I can volunteer downtown at the Support Center for Child Advocates. It's one of the most amazing organizations that I've ever worked with. And what they do is they provide children in the system with an attorney to represent their interests. And it's totally free, obviously, for the kids. So, for example, right now I have a family, two kids taken from the home for you know, various reasons, and I represent them in court and just make sure that their interests are being met. They're, you know, getting to school on time, that they're being taken care of. They have the right foster family, that sort of thing.
Are you a guardian ad litem?
No.
So that's different.
It's completely different. Yes.
Okay.
I'm just their attorney.
Well, that sounds like a really great organization. And it's wonderful that you keep your license current so that you can go into court and help these children. It's amazing. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
If you'd like to find out more about the custom-made luxury invitations, you can go to paper posh.com, or you can check out Lindsay's social media sites at Paper and Posh is on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And Facebook, yes.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. One of today's guests is the daughter side of the mother-daughter real estate power duo. Margot Pellegrin and her mother, Mary, are the founding Compass team members based out of Philadelphia, the real estate technology company that has quadrupled in size nationally to become the largest independent brokerage in the United States, launched in Philadelphia last July, and in just 6 months became the third largest real estate office by market share in Philadelphia. Margot is here today to talk real estate with us. Hi, Margot.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. So explain to me exactly what Compass is and how this modern real estate platform works.
Compass is a real estate brokerage. That's the basics, just like any other real estate brokerage, except that it is a very forward-thinking real estate brokerage that really aims to bring the entire real estate experience to the next level. We were initially attracted to Compass because of their forward thinking. You know, real estate is an industry that has been around for so long, and we're at a point where, you know, consumers want more, and the agents who advise those consumers are, you know, need more to support them.
Okay, so let's just back up a little bit. You've been in real estate since 2005?
Yep.
And along with your mother?
Yes.
Okay, and you guys made the decision to move over to Compass?
Yeah, so Mary, my mother, so I call her Mary.
Do you?
Yes. has been in the business for over 40 years. So when I joined her in 2005, we were with a brokerage she had been with for a long time, and we're still with that brokerage up until last summer. There are a lot of real estate brokerages out there, and they all have their different pros and cons and their different strengths. I think what Compass brought to Philadelphia in terms of real estate was just elevating the industry. Maybe some companies were doing the same thing for too long. And because Compass is only 5 years old, they were able to look at the industry from a different perspective.
Do they focus on aggressive growth?
Well, that's one strategy that some people may say. That's not what how I think of Compass as an agent. I think of Compass as being aggressive in growing its technology and being aggressive in going deep, trying to find answers for the consumer to make a wholly used platform end to end. So from the start, when a consumer is first saying, I'm thinking about buying a house, to the end when they're actually moving into that house, they're trying to make a very seamless platform that can be done, you know, end to end, easy, less stress, and all, you know, on the up and up.
I checked out compass.com, and the online component seems very thorough. It was very impressive, from the number of listings to the details about the listing, and even I noticed the pictures.
Yes, that is huge. We are living in a world of Instagram. We're living in a world where, you know, consumers are very visually dependent. And if you are not being, you know, satisfying that consumer, you're losing them. And I talk about that with my clients all the time, especially my sellers, you know, in terms of getting their house ready, which, you know, again, being forward thinking, Compass just launched a platform called Compass Concierge, which allows the agents to help our sellers by offering them to pay upfront costs of getting their house ready through painting, staging, landscaping, all of those things that sellers can stress about in terms of getting their house ready and looking Instagram worthy. We're now able to front those costs, and then they just pay at settlement when the house sells.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
It's amazing deal.
Some big names in the real estate industry are moving over to Compass. Why are these people, including yourself, leaving, you know, what you've done for years to go to Compass?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I never would have thought I would have left my former brokerage. And I think that that is the answer you'll hear most of the new Compass agents say, because these aren't people who were in a position where they were unhappy. But when you see what Compass offers to the agent, the support that they give you, and again, their forward way of thinking, you realize that there is more, and we want to be a part of that. In addition to the fact they vet every agent, they don't take brand new agents on. That gives more confidence to the clients that are hiring a Compass agent.
Sure, that makes sense. So obviously you're looking for consumers. You're looking for people who want to use Compass and use the website. Are you also looking for agents to join the team?
I'm personally not, but the team is, absolutely. Okay. But I will say this, the agents they brought on have been stellar. I enjoy every single day working with them. The highlight of my week are some of our agent-to-agent meetings, which they're all my competitors. But the way that we work together and collaborate has really been life-changing for many of us.
Can you give first-time home buyers, or I guess any home buyers at this point, what are some tips that you can give them that'll help them out?
Find an agent you really trust. Find an agent that can guide you to what you want. You know, we are an industry saturated with people. I mean, it's very easy to get your license. And I find that I have a lot of buyers that come to me, first-time buyers especially, who say, you know, we worked with three other people. We just felt like they weren't listening to me. And that's something that, you know, people want to be listened to. And it's a big decision. It's a lot of money.
What's the etiquette of leaving, you know, one real estate agent and going to another?
Well, I think that to step back from that question a minute, the first thing is for an agent to make sure that the expectations are set up front. What does this mean? When you call me and I'm showing you a house, what does that mean? Because many people don't get it. So, you know, it's important for agents to explain to the buyers, I'm representing you as a buyer today, and here's what that means. If that relationship isn't going well, having a buyer just, you know, write a simple email, picking up the phone and saying, you know what, I'm just not comfortable and I'd like to make a switch. And you know what? It happens to everybody.
So as long as you're upfront, honest with them.
Absolutely.
Don't just kind of like trail off and not respond anymore.
Right. I mean, it's like a breakup, right? Yeah, like, don't use the post-it note.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So what about some advice for people who are trying to sell their home?
Selling your home, again, I have to go back to that visual aspect of the world we're living in. Really pay attention to, if you have a real estate agent guiding you, how you're presenting your home. Doing the cliche declutter is important. Paint goes a long way. So even if to spend a little bit of money getting a house painted, it's so worth it. And it will pay off in the end. You are not selling your house anymore. You're selling somebody else's house.
Margo, if somebody wants to contact you specifically, how do they do that?
Well, my cell phone, 215-205-2400. That's usually how my clients contact me via phone or text. But also you can find me on compass.com and just start typing my name in. I'm Margo with an X, so M-A-R-G-A-U-X, Pellegrin, and you'll see my page pop right up.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for coming
Absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You can go to compass.com to check out all of the listings. You can find Margo and other agents there as well. Thank you so much for joining me again this Sunday. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.